proclamation number 8474 dated the April 21st, 1963. Knowledge is given according to the soul's maturity. The knowledge you humans require for the maturing of your souls will always be made accessible to you. For you live in the last days before the end and are in utmost danger of going astray again if you don't receive information about what kind of responsibility you have for yourselves, i.e., for the immortal part in you, for your soul. You humans carelessly live from day to day during these lost days because you only take notice of what is useful for your body, which will perish, but not for the immortal part in you. You are also indifferent towards all spiritual instructions, be they from ecclesiastical organizations or from those who aspire spiritually and who are therefore in contact with the spiritual kingdom, which is not of this world. You don't believe them and are therefore not receptive for divine revelations when they are conveyed to you through people who work as laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. Yet in your stubborn psychological state you urgently need help, you need a truthful explanation regarding yourselves, the meaning and purpose of your existence and your actual task on earth. This is so essential for you because you don't have much time left until the end. And you are truly richly endowed by God, for everything you need for your salvation of soul will be conveyed to you, providing you do not close yourselves to God's grace when it so evidently flows to you. However, such spiritual knowledge should not remain worldly information which you, in turn, only utilize again in a worldly sense. It should be the one and only nourishment for your soul, so that it can mature fully and reach its goal in earthly life, to join God forever, since eternal life and beatitude depends on it. And you should always pray for correctly realizing what benefits your soul, and truly, such prayer will be granted to you. For as soon as you consider your spiritual welfare imperative, you will also receive support in every way so that, with increasing maturity, you will turn away from the world and ignore its demands. And you can rest assured that a serious spiritual aspirant will also attain clear thinking, because the spirit in him is able to express itself as soon as he lives according to God's will, of which every person is informed. For every person will have the opportunity to hear the word of God, irrespective of whether he hears it directly through his messengers or in the traditional way in churches. He will be instructed of the commandments of love, and if he lifts up to them his thinking will become clear, his knowledge will increase, since he may also receive direct revelations through his heart in the form of thoughts which will be conveyed to him from the world of light. And these beings of light, because they are merely the implementers of divine will, also know the spiritual state of the people and their care, and thus they will also know what a person will need for his soul's salvation, and that is what he will receive. For the soul will be offered what it desires. However, the intellect's desire for knowledge is not part of the soul's nourishment but will only ever benefit the intellect, which will then make earthly use of it. Thus it does not signify any particular gain for the soul. This is why you should be content with the spiritual information you are given and not ask for knowledge you have not yet received, which therefore remains purely intellectual knowledge as long as you are not so spiritualized that your spirit can delve into it, so that nothing will remain unknown to you because you yourselves, that is, your spirit, can penetrate everything and inform you of it. For then such knowledge will no longer pose a danger to your souls. Just live a life of love, then you'll instantly be placed into brightest radiance when you enter the kingdom of the beyond and no more unsolved questions will exist for you. But above all, Try to attain maturity of soul yourselves, which allows the divine spirit to take effect in you. Only then will you have reached the degree of perfection when you will receive clarification about everything. Yet this degree of maturity is prerequisite first before the knowledge about the most profound secrets of creation can be disclosed to you and also be utilized by you in the right manner. But as long as you lack this psychological maturity, one can only speak of intellectual curiosity and not of a desire for spiritual knowledge which reveals your God and Creator's nature to you and which lets your love flare up for Him. Anyone who seriously strives spiritually can find his own explanation, because his train of thought is guided by knowledgeable forces, and these thoughts will become increasingly clearer the more he enters into God's will and entirely subordinates himself to his will. Then he need only appeal to him for clarification and he will receive it, if it is conducive for his perfection. Amen.